Sedona has always been a tourist magnet with its beautiful red rocks and Oak Creek Canyon just nearby, but today it is facing a housing crisis. 20% of its housing stock are now operating as short-term rentals on sites like Airbnb, and that has had some serious consequences for many of its permanent residents. The Arizona Republic's Lorraine Longhi recently reported on this, and she's on the line now. Good morning, Lorraine.
Good morning.
Okay, so last week, about 150 Sedona residents packed the city meeting and they grilled State Representative Bob Thorpe there about this, quote, Airbnb bill that they said led to this. And Lorraine, there was this moment at this meeting where the assistant city manager pulled up a map of West Sedona, and you tweeted about this, which is why I want to ask you about it first. And it had quite a reaction from the crowd. Can you tell us about that?
Yeah, that's right. So Assistant City Manager Karen Osborne, to illustrate the point to Representative Thorpe, pulled up this map just kind of showing all of the short-term rentals that are operating in West Sedona. And the map is just littered with red dots representing the rentals. And there was an audible just rush of anger from everybody in the room. Representative Thorpe told me after the meeting that, you know, he's a believer in the free market, but the map, he said, is, quote, kind of disturbing. So, yeah, it was definitely a contentious and very angry moment in the room.
Okay, so tell us about this Airbnb bill that they were questioning Thorpe about. What do they say led to this?
Right. So SB 1350 was passed in 2016, went into effect in 2017. It was authored by Debbie Lesko and enthusiastically signed by Doug Ducey. Representative Thorpe said lawmakers were sold on this bill as a way for homeowners in the state to make extra money off of extra rooms in their house, right? Mm-hmm. Marketing that on Airbnb, just turning around a few extra dollars for, you know, their personal income. But cities around the valley and the state are seeing unintended consequences with that bill. People are saying their neighborhoods don't feel like their neighborhoods anymore. People are moving in every other weekend, different parties. And in Sedona, like you said, there is a housing crisis where it's not just party houses, different people moving in every weekend, but investors and developers moving in, buying up several homes and even building homes for the sole purpose of renting out homes on Airbnb. So yeah, it's created a lot of unintended consequences, different consequences in each city, but Sedona specifically, because there are so many tourists, have just been kind of overwhelmed by these short-term rentals.
Yeah, yeah. And what are residents saying about this? I mean, you mentioned the lack of community and the fact that people are throwing parties in these houses, but does it go beyond that?
Absolutely. I think Sedona specifically, I mean, they see, you know, I think up to 10 million visitors a year, their city manager told me. So the residents on any given year are outnumbered by tourists, some 10,000 to one. So that in itself, I think, presents a problem for a community to stay viable. Mm-hmm. But with the short-term rentals moving in, I think they've seen this problem be exacerbated where families can't afford to live in Sedona, schools are having to close because enrollment is declining, and just neighbors feeling like they don't know their neighbors anymore. They can't go outside and ask their neighbor to kind of house sit for them when they go out of town because their neighbors are short-term renters and they're going to be different every other night of the week, you know? I talked to Danielle Donovan, who's actually 32 years old. She graduated from Sedona High School. And, you know, she was telling me about how she and so many of her classmates wanted to move back to Sedona for so long and they just couldn't. They couldn't afford it. And there was just no place for them. And they didn't feel like Sedona was someplace they could call home anymore.
So you mentioned unintended consequences of this bill. What did Representative Thorpe have to say about this? Is there anything that can be done?
Yeah, so he seemed really open and he promised the residents that he was going to start drafting legislation to address some of these consequences. I think a big one is the investors moving in and buying up so much property in the city. And so he said he was going to start working on that once the legislative session starts in January. Now, I think there are going to be some roadblocks and some people are a little skeptical that he's going to be able to get that done. Another bill was passed this session to address some of those unintended consequences, specifically the party houses and people using Airbnb specifically to throw big events. So a bill was passed to address that, but Doug Ducey did say in a signing letter accompanying that bill that he doesn't want to see any more addendums to 1350, that he believes in homeowners using their property however they wish, and that if this bill is applied too broadly, that he would have no problem taking corrective action. So I think people are a little nervous, maybe a little skeptical to see if Bob Thorpe is going to be able to get this done, but he did promise residents that new legislation is coming.
Yeah. All right. That's Lorraine Longhi with the Arizona Republic. Lorraine, thanks for coming on.
Thank you so much for having me.